Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Viger with you. RSL Queensland's president and veteran says the power of community support on Anzac Day is indescribable for those who have served. Australians and New Zealanders who served and died in all wars, conflicts and peacekeeping operations will be remembered when memorials begin from dawn across far north Queensland tomorrow. Major General Stephen Day AM says seeing the community stop and reflect is a solace to surviving veterans and their families.
It helps lighten the load that some carry. But I think what it does also for those of us who have been to war, it makes us reflect on how lucky we are to come home, but that we have an ongoing obligation to those who are left behind.
Premier Stephen Miles says government officers are in discussion with liquidators over the best way to move forward with the Mosman Mill. $12 million has been allocated to help cane farmers either transition to other employment or help potential buyers purchase the mill. The Premier speaking this morning.
We do have $12 million allocated to either help reopen the mill or support the community to move on if the mill can't be reopened. So that's there and available, and our officers are in contact with the liquidators to determine the best way forward.
And the Ethical Standards Command is investigating the police shooting of a man believed to originally be from Cairns. The 36-year-old was shot dead by police on the side of the Bruce Highway south of Gladstone on Monday afternoon after he had stolen two cars, one containing a long arm rifle and ammo. Taking a look at local sport, Kyle Felt is celebrating his 200th game for the North Queensland Cowboys this weekend. He will become one of only 13 life members of the club. Meantime, only a couple of changes to the Cowboys side ahead of their clash against Penrith Panthers. Griffin Neame will replace Jason Tormalolo on the starting side, and after stints with West Tigers and the Titans, prop Tom McHale will be making his debut for the Cowboys.